Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're studying at this time a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of April the 20th, 1924 by E.A. Elam. This lesson is found in a little old Sunday school book that I have that is hardbound and is for many years laid quietly on my shelf. The book is Elam's Notes. And E.A. Elam wrote many Sunday school lessons for many years that was studied by the churches. And so we're going to look at this lesson today on Elisha. Elijah came first, and he's been carried up in a whirlwind into heaven. And now Elisha has received his mantle, and he is the prophet. Elisha, the teacher and statesman. And as we come to this lesson, we see that Israel is at war with Syria. And Syria is coming into Israel thinking that they could have advantage by surprise and tactics. But as the king of Syria makes his plans to come into Israel, Elisha is told what those plans are by inspiration, and he is able to inform the king of Israel and thwart the king of Syria's plans. Now, we'll read about that in just a moment. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 through 14. And this is an event that is leading up to this lesson. Now, before we get there, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let us turn to our lesson. 2 Kings chapter 6, 8 through 14. Now the king of Syria was warring against Israel, and he took counsel with his servant, saying, In such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are coming down. And the king of Israel sent into the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and he saved himself there, not once nor twice. And the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants and said unto them, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants says, Nay, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. And he said, Go and see where he is, that I may send and fetch him. And it was told him, saying, Behold, he is at Dothan. Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. Now, we read in our Sunday school lesson how the heart of the king of Syria was troubled for this thing. He was so often thwarted in his plans by the movements of the army of Israel that he was sure the king of Israel had been informed of them. And he knew no way by which the king of Israel could receive such information except through some traitor. His defeat would naturally enrage him. And he thought of any of his trusted servants betraying his plans to the enemy. It grieved him. Hence he called his servants together and said, Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? He no doubt thought he would put a stop to this treachery by ascertaining who was guilty, like our presidents complain of today in Washington at the White House. He was concerned about these leaks. Well, some of the servants of the king of Syria knew of Elisha's prophetic powers. Some of the Syrians had been in Israel, and all doubtless knew of Naaman's cure by Elisha. Some of these servants may have been with Naaman when he was healed. One of them, therefore, replied to the implied charge of the king of Syria that one of them at least was a traitor by saying, "Nay, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, telleth the king the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." Then no one of the servants of the king was a traitor, but Elisha had been revealing to the king of Israel the plans and secret thoughts of the king of Syria. That the servants of the king of Syria knew this shows that Elisha's power to prophesy and work miracles was known throughout the lands around about Israel. And so there was an effort to stop this trouble. The king of Syria thought he would put at once a stop to this, hindering the work of Elisha by seizing him, not thinking in his stupidity that his plans to capture Elisha would be as readily known to Elisha as his aims and plans against the king of Israel. Hence he sent his servants to learn where Elisha was. They found, upon inquiry, that he was at Dothan, and so reported to the king. Elisha, then at Dothan, was 10 miles nearer the Syrians than the capital of the kingdom of Israel. The Syrians might capture him there without arousing the army of Israel at Samaria. To make sure of a capture, the king of Syria sent not a marauding band, but horses and chariots and a great host. This large number was sent doubtless to surround the city that none might escape, and to be ready for any emergency should the army of Israel be aroused. This was done secretly and at night, that the purpose might not be discovered. Now follow with me as we look verse by verse from 2 Kings chapter 6, beginning in verse 15, for the lesson text of this Sunday school lesson. We read in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15, "And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host with horses and chariots was round about the city. And the servant said unto him, Alas, my master, how shall we do?" Elisha's servant, this is not Gehazi, who is now a leper, but Elisha's servant discovered upon rising early the next morning the host which surrounded Dothan. It seems that Elisha did not know this, that God had not revealed it to him. In distress, Elisha's servant said, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" To this servant it seemed that there was no escape, that they would be captured and destroyed. But in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 15, we read that Elisha answered, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." Elisha was unmoved by such news, and his faith in God was unshaken. He also confronted his servant, saying, "Fear not, for they that are with us are more than they that are with them." However could that be, when there were only two of them against horses and chariots and a host of Syrians? He meant, as the next verse shows, that God, who was on their side, was greater than all who could be against them. He had perfect confidence in God that an angelic host would come at God's bidding to their relief, if necessary. This host was at hand, and it seemed from his prayer below that his spiritual vision he could see them. Jesus said to Peter, "Thinkest thou that I cannot beseech my Father, and he shall even now send me more than 12 legions of angels?" In Matthew 26 and verse 53. And so in 2 Kings 6 and verse 17 we read, "And Elisha prayed and said, Jehovah, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And Jehovah opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha." You see, when Elisha prayed, Jehovah opened the young man's eyes. The servant's spiritual eyes were opened, and he saw all these, this mighty heavenly host. The mountain was the hill on which Dothan stood. These horses and chariots of fire were like the ones which carried Elijah up into heaven in 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11. This demonstrates Psalm 34 and verse 7, that the angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. These forces of God were present to defend the prophet before his eyes were open to see them. And there, not now angels, are there not now angels round about God's people, not visible to the natural eye? If we read in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to do service for the sake of them that shall inherit salvation? Had we our eyes open to discern spirits and angels, could we not see them? We read in 2 Kings chapter 16 and verse 18, when they came down to him, Elijah prayed unto Jehovah and said, smite this people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. When the Syrian host came down from the hills of Dothan to capture Elisha, he did not call into servant these horses and chariots of fire, but prayed God to smite the Syrians with blindness, and God did so. And so in 2 Kings 16:19, Elijah said unto them, this is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I'll bring you to the man whom ye seek. And he led them to Samaria. This was not a prayer of revenge, but to show the Syrians the goodness and power of God, to press upon the king of Israel the fact that deliverance was of God. All the host of Assyria was groping in their blindness when Elijah said unto them that he would lead them to the man whom they would seek. Elisha led them to Samaria. Dothan was not Elisha's home, but Samaria was. And he led them to Samaria, and to himself in his own city. He also led them to the king of Israel, and into the midst of his army. Above all, the Syrians were seeking the king of Israel, and he was in Samaria. But Elisha showed himself to them as he said. Now let's read 2 Kings chapter 16, verses 20 through 23. And it came to pass that when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, Jehovah, open the eyes of these men, that they may see. And Jehovah opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. And the king of Israel said unto Elisha, when he saw them, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And he answered, thou shalt not smite them. Wouldst thou smite those whom thou hast taken captive with thy sword and with thy bow? Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master. In Samaria, and surrounded by their enemies, Elijah prayed God to open their eyes, and he did so. And they discovered where they were, and stood face to face with Elisha, whom they sought, but whom they could not take. This, no doubt, was as much a surprise to the king of Israel as to the Syrians. But seeing the Syrians were in his power and at his mercy, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them? And Elisha replied, thou shalt not smite them. They were as prisoners, and to smite them would be a greater crime as to smite captives taken in battle. Instead of smiting them, Elisha commanded that food and drink be placed before them, and when they had eaten and drunk, they be sent back to the king of Syria. Accordingly, food and drink were abundantly supplied them, and then they were sent back. This was returning good for evil. It was magnanimous to spare the enemy when they were hopelessly in his power, and this made such a favorable impression upon the king of Syria, that the war ceased, And the bands of Syrians came no more into the land of Israel, that is, for that time. We'll continue in our next class.